Share clinical research, psilocybin and PTSD, the emerging evidence. Post-traumatic stress disorder is not a memory problem. It is a fear extinction failure. The brain learned to fear and forgot how to unlearn. New clinical trials are testing whether psilocybin can restore what trauma took away. May 3, 2026. Ten Min Read, Clinical Research. Listen to article Psilocybin and PTSD. The Emerging Evidence, Somewhere between the moment trauma happens and the decades that follow, the brain makes a decision it cannot easily undo. It rewires itself for survival, amplifying threat detection, suppressing contextual reasoning, carving deep grooves in the fear circuitry so that the original danger, or anything resembling it, will never catch it off guard again. For most people, this acute stress response fades. For 20 million Americans, it does not. Post-traumatic stress disorder is what happens when the brain's protective remodeling becomes permanent. When the architecture of survival becomes indistinguishable from the architecture of suffering. Psilocybin is now the subject of some of the most consequential trauma research in a generation. The architecture of a wound that won't close. To understand why PTSD is so resistant to treatment, it is necessary to understand what the disorder actually does to the brain. Three converging neurological changes define the PTSD phenotype, and each one reinforces the others in ways that make spontaneous resolution progressively less likely. The first is amygdala hyperactivity. The amygdala, the brain's primary fear detection and emotional processing center, becomes chronically overactivated in PTSD. Functional neuroimaging studies consistently show heightened amygdala responses to trauma-related cues, but also to neutral stimuli that bear only incidental resemblance to the original threat. Rauch et al., 2006, documented this generalized hyperreactivity in combat veterans, demonstrating that the PTSD amygdala operates in a state of persistent threat anticipation rather than episodic fear response. The second is hippocampal atrophy. The hippocampus provides the contextual scaffold that allows the brain to distinguish between past and present, between a remembered threat and a current one. In PTSD, reduced hippocampal volume, documented across multiple populations by Yehuda and Ledoux, 2007, impairs this contextual breaking function. Fear memories lose their temporal anchor. The past collapses into the present. A car backfiring is the same as a gunshot. A raised voice is the same as the one that preceded violence. Without hippocampal context, fear cannot be relegated to history. The third is prefrontal hypoactivity. The ventromedial prefrontal cortex, VMPFC, normally exerts top-down inhibitory control over the amygdala, damping fear responses when threat is judged to be absent. In PTSD, this prefrontal brake is chronically underactive. The result is a neural architecture in which the alarm rings constantly. Context cannot silence it, and the circuit designed to override it has lost its authority. Compounding all three is HPA axis dysregulation. The hypothalamic pituitary adrenal stress response system becomes dysregulated, producing atypical cortisol patterns that maintain the physiological state of threat readiness, even in its absence. The body and brain of someone with PTSD are biochemically still in the moment of the original trauma, not as a metaphor, but as a literal description of neurobiological state. Why current treatments fail millions. The standard of care for PTSD is narrower than most people realize. Only two medications, sertraline and paroxetine, both SSRIs, carry FDA approval specifically for PTSD. Brady et al., 2000, established sertraline's efficacy in a landmark multi-site trial, but the response rates were instructive in what they revealed about the ceiling. A Approximately 53% of patients responded to treatment, and full remission, defined as loss of PTSD diagnosis, was achieved by only a fraction of those. SSRIs attenuate the symptoms of PTSD without addressing its neurobiological substrate. They do not restore hippocampal volume, normalize amygdala reactivity, or rebuild the prefrontal inhibitory capacity that the disorder dismantles. They manage the fire. They do not put it out. Trauma-focused psychotherapies, particularly prolonged exposure, PE, and eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, produce stronger outcomes for many patients by directly engaging the fear extinction mechanism. Repeated, systematic exposure to trauma memories in a safe context gradually allows the brain to update the threat valence of those memories through a process called extinction learning. But this process demands that the brain's fear extinction circuitry be functional. In severe, treatment-resistant PTSD, particularly in complex trauma and combat-related PTSD, the neurobiological impairment can be severe enough that the circuit required for extinction learning is itself too compromised to engage. Between 40% and 60% of patients do not achieve remission with current first-line treatments, and a significant proportion do not respond at all. This treatment gap is not abstract. The National Center for PTSD estimates that approximately 20 million Americans meet criteria for PTSD at any given time. Among veterans of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, prevalence estimates range from 11% to 20%. The disorder carries a suicide risk 3 to 4 times the general population rate. What is needed is not a better antidepressant. What is needed is a treatment capable of operating at the level of the underlying neurobiology, restoring the brain's capacity for fear extinction rather than simply managing the symptoms of its failure. 20 MIM. Americans with PTSD. National Center for PTSD, by 50% response rate, first line treatments, Brady et al. JAMA, 2000, 67% MDMA, trial participants. No longer met PTSD criteria. Mitchell et al., NEJM, 2021. 12 WKS sustained, KPS-5 improvements. Psilocybin, phase 2. McGowan et al., 2025. How psilocybin engages the fear circuit. Psilocybin's primary mechanism is agonism at 5-HT2A serotonin receptors. Receptors expressed with particular density in the pyramidal neurons of the prefrontal cortex and limbic system. This is precisely the anatomy of PTSD, the prefrontal regions that the disorder underactivates and the limbic circuitry it dysregulates are the same regions most heavily targeted by psilocybin's pharmacological action. 5-HT2A activation in the prefrontal cortex increases glutamatergic activity and promotes the release of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF. Lai et al., 2018, publishing in Cell Reports, demonstrated that psychedelics including psilocybin promote rapid and persistent structural and functional neuroplasticity, including growth of dendritic spines and synaptic connections, through both 5-HT2A receptor activation and direct binding to TRKB receptors, the primary receptor for BDNF. This is not gradual, weeks-long antidepressant neuroplasticity. It is rapid structural change occurring within hours of a single dose. In the amygdala, psilocybin's effects point in the opposite direction. Reduced reactivity. Carhart-Harris et al., 2014, and subsequent neuroimaging work document dampened amygdala responses under psilocybin accompanied by increased prefrontal engagement. The functional consequence is a temporary but profound shift in the neural balance that PTSD disrupts. With prefrontal authority restored and amygdala hyperreactivity reduced. For the brain that has been locked in defensive overdrive, this shift creates a window in which trauma memories can be re-encountered without triggering the full threat response, and in which the extinction learning process can proceed. The hippocampal dimension is also significant. By promoting BDNF-mediated neurogenesis in the hippocampus, psilocybin may address the structural deficit that impairs contextual fear regulation in PTSD. New hippocampal neurons improve pattern separation, the ability to distinguish between similar contexts, potentially reducing the stimulus generalization that makes PTSD memories bleed into everyday experience. The core mechanism. Psilocybin does not erase traumatic memories. It changes the brain's capacity to update them, reopening the neuroplasticity windows that fear extinction requires, and restoring the prefrontal authority that PTSD dismantles. The McGowan 2025 Phase 2 Trial, Primary Clinical Evidence. The most direct clinical evidence currently available comes from McGowan et al. 2025. An open-label, Phase 2 study that represents the foundational human trial for psilocybin-assisted therapy in PTSD. The study enrolled 22 participants and administered a single 25-milligallon dose of COMP360, a pharmaceutical-grade synthetic psilocybin formulation developed by Compass Pathways, in a structured therapeutic context with trained facilitators. The primary outcome measure was the clinician-administered PTSD scale for DSM-5, KPS of 5, the gold standard structured interview for PTSD severity assessment. Scores on the KPS-5 range from 0 to 80 across four symptom clusters: intrusion, avoidance, negative alterations in cognition and mood, and alterations in arousal and reactivity. A reduction of 10-15 points is considered clinically meaningful. The trial found meaningful, sustained reductions in CAPS-5 scores that persisted across the 12-week follow-up period, a duration that distinguishes therapeutic neuroplasticity from acute drug effect. The open-label design is an acknowledged limitation. Without a placebo comparator, expectancy effects cannot be ruled out, and the small sample size constrains statistical power. But the 12-week durability of the effect aligns with what the mechanistic evidence predicts. Structural neuroplasticity, not just receptor-level mood shifts, does not reverse when the acute drug effect ends. The trial provides the first controlled human clinical signal that psilocybin can produce sustained PTSD symptom reduction when delivered in a therapeutic context, and it establishes the methodological foundation for the randomized Phase 3 trials that must follow. Bahji et al. 2025. The meta-analysis picture. Bahji et al. 2025. Published a systematic review and meta-analysis assessing the efficacy and safety of four different psychedelic-assisted therapies: psilocybin, MDMA, ketamine, and lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD, in adults experiencing depression, anxiety, and PTSD. The analysis provides critical comparative context for interpreting psilocybin's early PTSD signal within the broader psychedelic therapeutic landscape. The meta-analysis found that all four compounds produced significant reductions in symptom burden compared to control conditions, but with important differences in effect size, durability, and mechanism profile. MDMA carried the largest and most robustly replicated effect specifically for PTSD, supported by its Phase 3 evidence base. Psilocybin's PTSD evidence remained at Phase 2 stage with smaller samples, but the mechanistic rationale was judged as strong, and the safety profile was favorable across all trials reviewed. The authors identified psilocybin's neuroplasticity mechanism as particularly promising for treatment-resistant presentations where existing treatments have failed to restore functional extinction capacity. The meta-analysis also highlighted a consistent finding across compounds that the quality of the acute psychedelic experience predicted therapeutic outcomes. Studies that reported higher mystical-type experiences, emotional breakthroughs, and what the literature terms oceanic boundlessness, a sense of unity and dissolution of self-protective boundaries, consistently showed better outcomes. This is not merely a dosing question. It is a question of what the therapeutic container enables. The Siegel 2024. Finding DMN desynchronization and trauma memory. One of the most consequential pieces of mechanistic evidence came in 2024 when Siegel et al. Published a landmark neuroimaging study in Nature documenting psilocybin's effects on large-scale brain network connectivity. The study found that psilocybin causes a profound desynchronization of the brain, specifically, a persistent decrease in connectivity between the default mode network, DMN, and the anterior hippocampus that lasted for weeks beyond the acute drug effect. The relevance to PTSD is specific and significant. The DMN, the network most active during self-referential thinking, mind-wandering, and autobiographical memory retrieval, is chronically overactivated in PTSD, particularly in the context of intrusive trauma memories. The anterior hippocampus is a critical node in contextual fear. It binds memories to the environments and contexts in which they occurred, enabling the brain to judge whether a remembered threat is relevant to the current situation. In PTSD, the anterior hippocampus is functionally compromised. It fails to anchor fear memories in the past, allowing them to intrude into the present. The persistent reduction in DMN anterior hippocampus connectivity that Siegel et al. Documented could, in theory, interrupt precisely this pathological dynamic. A less tightly coupled DMN hippocampal circuit means reduced self-referential rumination on traumatic material and potentially reduced spontaneous reinstatement of trauma memories. The weeks-long duration of the connectivity change, well beyond the acute pharmacological window, confirms that this is a structural reorganization of functional brain networks, not a transient drug state. It is a persistent reconfiguration of the circuitry that PTSD hijacks. The critical period mechanism, Nardou et al., 2023. A parallel line of evidence comes from Nardou et al., 2023, who demonstrated in Nature that psychedelics, including psilocybin, can reopen the brain's social reward learning critical period, a developmental window of heightened neuroplasticity that normally closes in adolescence. The critical period concept has profound implications for trauma treatment. Critical periods are characterized by exceptional synaptic malleability. The brain learns at an accelerated rate, forms new connections with unusual ease, and integrates new information into existing schemas with a flexibility that adult neural circuits typically cannot match. The reopening of a critical period under psilocybin means that the traumatized brain temporarily regains a degree of the learning plasticity it possessed during development. The same plasticity that was open when the original traumatic learning occurred. Crucially, Nardou et al. Found that the duration for which this plasticity window remains open is proportional to the subjective duration of the acute drug experience. A longer, more immersive psilocybin experience extends the therapeutic window. This is not an argument for higher doses per se, but for the quality and completeness of the experience, which is why the therapeutic container, the preparation, and the session support structure all function as active variables in treatment efficacy, not merely ethical safeguards. Experience quality as the therapeutic lever. Across the psilocybin research literature, one finding recurs with remarkable consistency. The quality of the acute psychedelic experience is among the strongest predictors of therapeutic outcome. Two dimensions of experience quality have been most reliably associated with benefit. The first is oceanic boundlessness, a sense of unity, ego dissolution, and transcendence of ordinary self-boundaries that the research literature measures through validated scales like the 5D Altered States of Consciousness questionnaire. Higher oceanic boundlessness scores consistently correlate with greater symptom reductions across depression, anxiety, and addiction studies. The second is dread of ego dissolution, the experience of fearful loss of self-control, often called a bad trip. Higher dread scores predict worse outcomes. In the context of PTSD, this experience-outcome relationship has a specific theoretical coherence. The disorder is defined by avoidance, both behavioral avoidance of trauma reminders and internal avoidance of emotional engagement with traumatic material. Oceanic boundlessness may work precisely because it temporarily dissolves the avoidance architecture. When the boundaries of the defended self temporarily loosen, the emotional processing of traumatic content, normally blocked by avoidance, can proceed. The result described by many participants in psychedelic therapy trials is not the re-experiencing of trauma in its original horror, but a kind of retrospective witnessing. Seeing the trauma from a perspective outside the self's defenses and finding it processable in a way it never was before. The integration period following the psilocybin session is where this processing consolidates. The neuroplasticity window opened by the experience, the weeks-long period of elevated BDNF, structural synaptic changes, and altered network connectivity, is the substrate on which therapeutic work in integration sessions can make lasting structural changes. The session creates the window. Integration builds through it. PTSD in veterans, a population in crisis. No demographic illustrates the inadequacy of current PTSD treatment more starkly than military veterans. Among veterans of the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq, PTSD prevalence estimates range from 11% to 20%, with some combat intensive units reporting rates significantly higher. Vietnam veterans carry lifetime PTSD rates above 30%. Beyond the diagnostic statistics, veteran PTSD is associated with substantially elevated rates of substance use disorder, homelessness, and suicide. The Department of Veterans Affairs estimates that approximately 17 veterans die by suicide each day, with PTSD and related mood disorders as major contributing factors. Rootman et al., 2021, in a large observational survey of 8,703 respondents published in eLife, found that among the 29% of participants reporting a mental health or substance use concern, PTSD and trauma-related symptoms were among the most commonly endorsed conditions. Critically, current microdosers were significantly more likely to report having PTSD or trauma-related symptoms than non-microdosers. 2 and 892 p 0.01, suggesting that a substantial portion of people using psychedelics outside clinical settings are doing so, at least in part, as self-directed attempts to manage trauma-related distress. This pattern of self-medication in a treatment-starved population underscores the urgency of developing formal therapeutic pathways. The integration dimension, ceremonial cacao's theobromine-driven vasodilation, and BDNF-supportive flavonoids make it a pharmacologically coherent support during the post-psilocybin integration window, sustaining the neuroplastic substrate that trauma processing requires. OTW, ceremonial cacao. Ceremonial cacao's BDNFE supportive flavonoids and theobromine profile make it a grounded ally during the neuroplasticity window that follows deep inner work. Cacao, MDMA-assisted therapy, the comparison standard. To contextualize psilocybin's emerging evidence, it is essential to understand where MDMA-assisted therapy currently stands as the most advanced psychedelic treatment specifically for PTSD. Mitchell et al., 2021, published the results of the MAPS Phase 3 randomized controlled trial in the New England Journal of Medicine. The trial found that 67% of participants in the MDMA-assisted therapy group no longer met diagnostic criteria for PTSD after treatment, compared to 32% in the placebo plus therapy group. Functional improvement, assessed by the Sheehan Disability Scale, was achieved by 71% of the MDMA group versus 48% of the placebo group. These are unprecedented response rates for a PTSD-specific intervention. MDMA achieves them through a distinct mechanism from psilocybin. It primarily works through massive serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine release, creating a state of heightened social engagement, reduced fear, response, and emotional openness without perceptual distortion. This state allows trauma memories to be revisited with the therapeutic alliance intact and the amygdala's defensive reactivity temporarily dampened, enabling the kind of sustained, emotionally complete trauma processing that traditional therapy attempts but often cannot achieve in dysregulated patients. Psilocybin and MDMA likely occupy different positions in the therapeutic landscape, rather than competing for the same patients. MDMA's serotonin flood creates safety and social connection. Psilocybin's 5-HT2A agonism creates plasticity and perspective. Complex trauma with profound relational disruption may respond better to MDMA's attachment restorative mechanism. PTSD complicated by treatment resistance, rigid cognitive schemas, or lack of experiential flexibility may be better served by psilocybin's neuroplastic mechanism. The field will likely require both. The limitations, stated honestly. The enthusiasm surrounding psilocybin and PTSD is scientifically warranted, but requires epistemic honesty about what the evidence actually shows. The McGowan 2025 trial was open-label with 22 participants, a sample too small to detect rare adverse events, too uncontrolled to isolate drug effect from expectancy, and too brief in its follow-up to assess whether improvements persist at 1 and 2 years. The absence of a randomized, placebo-controlled phase 3 trial specifically for psilocybin PTSD means that the evidence base, while mechanistically coherent and early signal positive, remains preliminary. Blinding in psychedelic trials presents a fundamental methodological challenge. A participant who receives 25 milligrams of psilocybin and experiences hours of altered consciousness knows they received the active drug. Active placebos, typically low doses of niacin or low-dose psilocybin, have been used to partially address this, but expectancy effects remain difficult to fully disentangle from drug effects. The field has grappled with this challenge across all psychedelic indications, and the PTSD research will face it in equal measure. Patient selection in current trials has also generally excluded the most severely traumatized individuals, those with complex trauma, severe dissociation, active suicidality, or psychosis risk, precisely the populations with the greatest unmet need. Whether psilocybin is safe and effective in these populations requires dedicated study with appropriate safeguards, which phase 3 trials are not yet positioned to answer. What the evidence actually tells us. The evidence for psilocybin and PTSD is, as of 2026, a convergence of extraordinarily strong mechanistic rationale, compelling phase 2 clinical signal, and a neuroscientific literature that explains, with unusual precision, why the treatment should work. The mechanism engages exactly the neural systems the disorder disrupts. The prefrontal cortex regains inhibitory authority. The hippocampus receives neuroplastic support, the amygdala's chronic hyperactivity is attenuated, and the brain's capacity for fear extinction, the biological process that normally allows trauma to become history, is temporarily restored. Siegel et al.'s DMN hippocampal finding shows that these changes persist in brain network architecture for weeks. Nardu et al.'s critical period research explains why a single, well-supported session can produce durable change. McGowan et al.'s phase 2 data shows that it does produce sustained CAPS-5 reductions in real patients. Baji et al.'s meta-analysis places psilocybin alongside the broader psychedelic therapeutic evidence base, which now includes phase 3 MDMA data that has no precedent in the PTSD treatment history. What the evidence does not yet tell us is whether this effect survives the rigor of randomized phase 3 testing, what the optimal treatment protocol looks like, how many patients will respond, and which subpopulations will benefit most. These questions are answerable. The trials to answer them are coming. For the 20 million people in the United States carrying a disorder that has not been meaningfully improved by the current standard of care, the timeline of that evidence matters enormously. Share this research. If this research resonated, pass it on. Psychedelic science deserves a wider audience. Post on X, WhatsApp, LinkedIn, share. Frequently asked questions. PTSD involves three converging neurological changes: hyperactivity in the amygdala, the brain's fear detection center, reduced volume and function in the hippocampus, which provides contextual regulation of fear memories, and hypoactivity in the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, which normally inhibits amygdala responses. The result is a fear circuit that fires excessively, lacks contextual braking, and cannot complete the process of fear extinction, the neurological mechanism by which learned fear is unlearned. HPA axis dysregulation maintains the physiological state of threat readiness even when no threat is present. Psilocybin acts as a full agonist at 5-HT2A serotonin receptors densely expressed in the prefrontal cortex and limbic system. This activation increases prefrontal activity, reduces amygdala reactivity, and promotes rapid BDNF upregulation and dendritic spine growth, Lai et al., 2018. Siegel et al., 2024, documented a persistent decrease in default mode network anterior hippocampus connectivity lasting weeks, disrupting the self-referential rumination circuit that sustains intrusive trauma memories. Together, these changes restore the neural conditions for fear extinction that PTSD suppresses. McGowan et al., 2025, conducted an open-label phase 2 study with 22 participants, administering a single 25 mg dose of COMP360, pharmaceutical-grade synthetic psilocybin. The study found meaningful, sustained reductions in clinician-administered PTSD scale, CPS-5, scores that persisted through the 12-week follow-up period. As the primary controlled psilocybin-specific PTSD trial in the literature, it establishes the foundational human clinical evidence for this application and frames the phase 3 trials that must follow. MDMA-assisted therapy currently leads the psychedelic PTSD field. The MAPS Phase 3 trial, Mitchell et al. 2021, found that 67% of MDMA participants no longer met PTSD diagnostic criteria versus 32% in the placebo group. Psilocybin research is at Phase 2, with smaller samples. The mechanisms differ. MDMA primarily works through oxytocin-mediated fear dampening and emotional safety, psilocybin through 5-HT2A-driven neuroplasticity and fear circuit restructuring. Both likely have a role for different PTSD presentations and different patient profiles. The clinician-administered PTSD scale for DSM-5, CAPS-5, is the gold standard structured interview for PTSD diagnosis and severity assessment. Scores range from 0 to 80 across 4 symptom clusters: intrusion, avoidance, negative cognition, mood changes, and arousal reactivity. A reduction of 10-15 points is considered clinically meaningful. A score below 33 generally indicates loss of PTSD diagnosis. It requires trained clinician administration, making it more rigorous and more reliable than self-report instruments. Early evidence suggests yes. McGowan et al., 2025, found sustained improvements through 12 weeks post-session. The mechanism supports durability. Psilocybin promotes structural neuroplasticity, dendritic spine growth, and BDNF upregulation, Lai et al., 2018, and the DMN hippocampal connectivity changes documented by Siegel et al., 2024 persist for weeks. These are not acute mood shifts, but structural and functional brain changes that may make fear extinction more accessible over time. Whether they persist at 1 and 2 years requires longer-term phase 3 data. In supervised clinical settings with appropriate screening and psychological support, psilocybin has shown a favorable safety profile across current trials. Serious adverse events have been rare. The primary risk in trauma populations is psychological distress during the session, particularly if trauma memories surface with intensity. This is mitigated by skilled therapeutic support, thorough preparation, and a carefully constructed session container. Contraindications include personal or family history of psychosis, certain cardiac conditions, and some medication interactions, including lithium and MAOIs. The field is moving toward randomized phase 3 controlled trials with larger samples, active comparators, and standardized therapeutic protocols. Key questions include optimal dosing, number of sessions required, therapeutic support intensity, and whether psilocybin is effective specifically for treatment-resistant PTSD. The Bhatji et al. 2025 meta-analysis provides comparative context across psychedelic modalities. Regulatory pathways will depend on phase 3 efficacy and safety data. With multiple trials currently in preparation across leading research centers in the US, UK, and Europe. Continue reading clinical research veterans and psilocybin, what the clinical trials show. Read clinical research, psilocybin and depression, what phase 3 trials actually show. Read neuroscience, your brain on psilocybin, a complete neural map. Read neuroscience, ego. Dissolution, the neuroscience of losing yourself to find yourself. Read.